Chapter 24, in which a switch is flipped. Ah, you're thinking that the flipping of a switch is a tiny, dull action that cannot matter in a galactic war. Oh no. The flipping of switches, the tightening of a bolt, even the filing of paperwork can be just as important as the firing of a gun. It is, in fact, these little things that allow the Emperor to rule a whole galaxy without ever stirring from his chair. He never does any of those things, and yet they get done. Come, let us look at one of these little, tiny, evil deeds getting done. It starts on a Star Destroyer, one of the Empire's tremendous and terrifying triangular spaceships. The great ship has settled into orbit around the forest moon of Endor. From a docking bay in its belly, a small shuttle emerges, spreads its wings, and zips off toward another object in orbit around the moon. A metal mass so large it dwarfs even the Star Destroyer. It is the Death Star, a hideous combination of space station, antimatter reactor, and all-powerful weapon. Of course, this is not the same Death Star that obliterated the planet Alderaan with a single shot. Luke and the Rebel Alliance destroyed that, to the Emperor's great displeasure. No, this is a new and improved one. As big as it is, the Death Star is still growing, still under construction. Not quite a whole sphere yet, but growing every day. Just not growing fast enough to please the Emperor. Inside the Death Star, countless operators oversee countless screens detailing the various operations of the space station. Much of the work doesn't seem particularly evil, requisitioning the helmets of a certain squadron of stormtroopers to be moved from floor K-39 to floor K-47, for instance, or receiving a shipment of elevator propulsors. But don't be fooled. The end purpose of every action is to promote the Emperor's dark desires. And listener, we well know that the Emperor Palpatine has some very, very dark desires. They're unspeakable, unthinkable. Yet when broken down into tiny pieces, they don't seem so bad. So the helmet supervisor supervises the helmets, and the elevator installer installs the propulsors. And somewhere in the bowels of the giant space station, a flight controller receives a message from the incoming shuttle.
Command station, this is shuttle ST-321, code clearance blue. We're starting our approach. Deactivate the security shield.
The deflector shield will be deactivated when we have confirmation of your code transmission, replies the flight controller.
He waits for a signal from his screen, then flips the aforementioned switch, which sends another signal down to the forest moon. There, in the midst of a great forest, a generator the size of a small city is producing a shield around the Death Star. When the signal is received, a sector of the shield cuts off temporarily to make way for the shuttle.
You are clear to proceed, the controller announces.
We're starting our approach,
replies the shuttle captain.
And now there's a bustle in the control room. The flight controller rushes to tell the duty officer.
Lord Vader's shuttle has arrived. The officer turns on his heel and barks at a petty officer.
Inform the commander that Lord Vader's shuttle has arrived.
Yes, sir.
And off he goes. Meanwhile, the flight controller sits back down. His work is done, and he soon forgets all about it.
You were right. It wasn't very exciting.
Nonetheless, it is in this way that the Emperor's evil schemes become a dark reality.